A settlement has been reached in the lawsuit against Bridgestone Firestone. A jury in McAllen, Texas, spent 2 days deliberating before lawyers agreed on an undisclosed amount. The lawsuit was launched by the family of a woman who was paralyzed when her Ford Explorer, equipped with Firestone tires, rolled over. This was the first time Firestone had gone to trial in a tire defect case since the company recalled 6.5 million tires a year ago. This case was supposed to set the tone for hundreds of similar cases. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from McAllen, Texas.
The trial against Firestone had all the elements of a great courtroom drama. It was highly emotional. The victim, once a beautiful, vibrant woman who modeled on the side, testified while strapped in her wheelchair. Her husband and three young children also took the stand. And the lawyers, who talked in long drawls and wore cowboy boots in the courtroom, gave fiery closing statements. But this trial was also instructional as to how Ford and Firestone are going to approach the hundreds of upcoming cases. The two companies are not only battling plaintiffs' lawyers, but they're also taking on each other. In this trial, Firestone's line of defense was to shift the blame onto Ford. Knox Nunnally, the lead defense attorney, says his team made a good argument that design flaws in the Explorer were responsible for the accident that left Rodriguez paralyzed and brain damaged.
If the jury had gone to ultimately to a jury verdict, would led to a showing that the Ford product was what caused this accident, and that the tire manufactured by Firestone was a good tire and was not defective.
Ford settled with the Rodriguez family for $6 million 1 month before the trial started, so there wasn't anyone in the courtroom to defend the automaker from Firestone's accusations. Lawyers for the Rodriguez family say Firestone may have tipped its hand in this trial, and that Ford can now create a new strategy when it heads into court. Miami lawyer Mike Idzen has been overseeing all the Firestone cases in state and federal courts. He says Ford and Firestone should work together to quickly wrap up all the pending cases.
I'm dismayed by the continuing efforts of these two corporate giants to blame each other for the human tragedies that their products have caused. I think they're both at fault. I think that they proved that they each think they're at fault. There's a ton of evidence to prove it. And they ought to stop blaming each other and start working together to try to compensate the plaintiffs.
Ford and Firestone have settled some 200 cases each, but Ford has been able to absorb the cost better than Firestone. The settlements have created a huge financial drain for the tire maker, already stung by the cost of replacing millions of its tires. Still, Bob Schick, a lawyer for Firestone, says his company will continue to try to settle.
This is a review process. We're looking at every case on an individual basis, and we'll make reasonable settlements whenever we can.
Family lawyers in the McAllen trial say they put a $1 billion price tag on the lawsuit to send out a message that these cases are serious. But Tab Turner, one of the lead attorneys for the Rodriguez family, warns all his clients that Firestone has some leverage of its own heading into court.
Part of the thing that this family and all of the families have to consider in the overall scheme of things is that, you know, one heavy risk that this company has been threatening everybody with is bankruptcy. And, you know, do these people want to buy into 10 years worth of bankruptcy litigation?
There will be a series of high-profile cases against Ford and Firestone coming up in the next few months. Turner hopes if the companies are going to settle, they'll do it early on, rather than go through another two-week trial with no clear result about who's responsible for hundreds of rollover crashes. Jackie Northam, NPR News, McAllen, Texas.